Guardian Unlimited.
On Sunday, it's Russia's fifth parliamentary election since the collapse of communism. The Kremlin's taking no chances on Vladimir Putin's party, United Russia, losing the election. Homeless people have been given the price of a free meal. Tutors have told their students they'll fail their exams if they don't vote United Russia. And doctors, teachers and other public sector workers will lose their jobs if they don't vote United Russia. The Guardian's Tom Parfit is in Moscow.
They're using quite subtle methods, really. I think it's not going to be stuffing of ballot boxes on the day. It's a much cleverer method, which is placing pressure on voters before the election to vote for United Russia, and particularly on people who work in state companies. They're forcing people to collect absentee votes from their polling stations and to go and vote in other polling stations, which are often in places of work where state workers will be very tightly controlled and watched. They'll be made to feel that their bosses know who they're voting for, and they're being pressured into voting for United Russia.
And Tom, the Kremlin's also changed the rules for this election.
Yes, the threshold for getting into parliament has been changed from 5% up to 7%, and the Kremlin has openly acknowledged that that's an attempt to try and force out smaller parties from the Duma. And previously, half of the seats in the Duma were chosen from single mandate districts like we have in the UK, but now all of them are going to be chosen by proportional representation. So that means that smaller parties and independent MPs who once got in on single mandates will now be pushed out, and there'll be no really dissenting voices in the Duma at all.
Are international observers able to monitor this election?
There are some coming. There are going to be about 400 of them altogether. So there are 95,000 election polling stations in Russia. So there'll be about one observer for every 300 polling stations. But the large majority of the observers from the OSCE monitoring body have not been given visas.
Vladimir Putin's hugely popular in Russia, so why does he feel the need to exaggerate his support?
Basically, this parliamentary election has been turned into a referendum on Putin himself. He has to stand down from the presidency in March, but there are great efforts being made to find some other role for him so that he can stay as de facto leader of the country. And if he's seen to have a whacking great public mandate, then that will justify him staying in control in some other form, not as the president.
What are opposition leaders saying about what's going on?
They're saying that there's been huge pressure on them. There have been all sorts of black PR methods used to discredit them or to take away votes from them. And they complain that Russia is moving rapidly towards authoritarianism.
And what's the Kremlin saying about accusations that it's manipulating the election?
Vladimir Churov, the head of the Central Electoral Commission, has told us that he believes these will be the fairest and freest elections in post-Soviet Russia. They deny that there are attempts to oblige people to vote for United Russia or to blacken and discredit other parties and make their lives difficult.
Can Russia still be considered a democracy?
I think, to be honest, probably not by our Western standards. We've seen how the media has become very tightly controlled here, how opposition parties have been squashed. Of course, Russia is freer than it was during the Soviet period, but we're at the same time seeing the reappearance of some authoritarian trends which are characteristic of the Soviet times.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.